Figuring out how to deal with the problem child in the classroom has always been a challenge for teachers and administrators. These students, who often have social and emotional problems, have traditionally been punished with a trip to the principal's office or with detentions and suspensions. One school in the western Maine town of Lovell is trying a new strategy, creating a separate classroom designed specifically for children with social and behavioral problems. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
When Courtney Smith taught fourth and fifth graders at New Suncook Elementary School, particular students always stood out to her. The kids sitting alone on the playground or becoming angry and punching other students.
They just felt isolated in a building with 250 people. And so their behavior sometimes would be less than desirable because they're trying to find a way to be the class clown, or they're trying to find some way of connecting with the kids, but they didn't get it and they didn't know how to do it.
Traditionally, schools have tended to integrate these students in classrooms with their peers and only separate them when they become disruptive. But Smith and fellow teacher Bree McInnes imagined a different way of handling these students in an all-day classroom inside the school specifically for these kids with behavioral and social issues.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Here's going to be the gist of it.
Their vision became a reality at New Suncook in the form of a program called LEAP, which stands for Learning Through Experiential and Authentic Practices. A standalone all-day classroom in its third year, LEAP is designed to separate those kids with social and emotional problems and help them work through their emotions. On a recent hot summer day, the students are baking pies to help them learn fractions.
Then they slice peeled apples,
six medium. Okay.
LEAP is part of New Suncook's general education program, but it has an experimental feel. For one thing, students in the class range from first grade all the way through fifth. It's also a lot smaller, two teachers for only about 15 kids. But the biggest difference for these students is the curriculum. Teacher Bree McInnes says when kids first enter the LEAP program, the priority isn't even on academics.
To be honest, until I would say December, the majority of our time is on what we call group time, which is the social and emotional explicit teaching. And of course, there is academics, but our focus is the social emotional pieces.
In group time, McInnes says, the goal is social interaction. It's about helping kids identify their emotions and learn how to handle them. As fifth grader Laura Ann Myers tries to chop up a few apples with a knife, she becomes frustrated. One of the teachers, Courtney Smith, steps in.
I want you to stop. Don't move. Don't move. Put your hand back where it was. Nope.
In a lot of classrooms, the teacher might just stop things there, have Laura pack up her stuff or move to a different activity. But not in LEAP. Smith sees Laura's hand start to shake.
You seem very distracted to me. Are you feeling distracted?
I feel fine. It's just that I'm so scared about cutting my finger that I avoid cutting.
Okay, so there's a couple things. One, if you're scaring yourself right now, you're probably going to hurt yourself. And two, if we practice, you'll get better. Okay, so are you feeling like you can practice it right now, or are you feeling too anxious?
I feel like I can practice
it. Okay, so we're going to stop.
I don't even need help.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to make a deal. I'm going to take the knife. I'm going to do the really tricky part, because that part makes you so nervous.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do the little bit less tricky part. That way you can practice without having to be super duper nervous. Does that sound like a good deal?
But this approach of separating students with behavioral risks into their own classroom isn't without controversy. Kenneth Dodge, the founder of the Center for Child and Family Policy at Duke University, says he isn't familiar with this specific program, but he's concerned for students who aren't fully integrated with their peers.
They are denied the opportunity to have those role models or those positive peer influences to learn from. And two, the peer models that they are exposed to are problematic ones.
The other worry with separation is stigma. Students can easily get branded as being in a special classroom. Principal Rhonda Poliquin acknowledges that fear and says that a big goal going forward is getting these students to interact with kids in other classrooms.
It kind of goes both ways. We don't want them to be sort of seen as an isolated group. We want them to be part of the school community as well.
Even as they keep working towards that goal, the LEAP teachers have also introduced another learning style that's not exactly traditional. After the first few months of social and emotional work, the teachers then let the students decide what they want to learn, then create a curriculum to match. Here's Smith again.
We felt like for this in particular, it was really necessary because we were trying to find some way for them to feel like school was something that they were a part of, that they were connected to.
Paula Quinn says the strategy's working. She says these students are bonding with each other at recess and at lunch. And she says students both in and out of the LEAP program are seeing better academic progress because class isn't being disrupted by as many outbursts. And the ideas inside this new experiment certainly have supporters. Pender Macon is the assistant superintendent for the Brunswick School Department and used to direct the Real School, a public alternative setting for middle and high school students. She says early intervention can be good for certain students, and that includes getting them away from a general classroom environment that could be hurting them.
They're receiving an incredible amount of negative attention, and to be isolated within a group is a very difficult thing for kids.
Other schools are looking into some of these approaches for younger students, too. New Suncook principal Paula Quinn says several districts have looked into the new classroom model there. And for the first time next year, the Real School will expand its programming to students entering third grade. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.